I greet each one this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm very thankful to be here this morning. Thank you for the singing this morning. It was a blessing to just ponder over the words, to hear the prayers through the singing and the worship to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Brother Allen, for sharing out of Isaiah there. I know God's still doing tremendous work in my life, and I'm grateful for that, and grateful for His Word that we can reflect on in our lives through Him. I just like to start here with a short word of prayer this morning. Let's bow our hearts before the Lord. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to You this morning. In Your name, the name above all names, Lord, we need You today, Father. We cry out to You, saying, Abba, Father, come. Come, Lord, be with us today. Help us, Lord, to see our own needs. Help us, Lord, to see who we are, Father. Lord, I just ask that You would bless this congregation here with Your Spirit, Father. Be here with us, Lord. Help me as I have these few words, these things on my heart that I could share, Father, today. Father, through You, Lord, would You bless it, Father. We thank You, Lord, for Your goodness to us and Your mercies and Your loving kindness. Thank You, Lord, that You are our Lord and our King. Thank You, Father, for Your Son that died on the cross, Father, that made a way for each one of us, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for Your Son that left Your words, Father, that we today can study and read, Father, that they can be here for us. Thank You, Lord, for the testimony and His life that He had and all the apostles here. And thank You, Father, for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to share something that I've been on my heart for the past few weeks, and when I was asked to share, I knew this is something that I wanted to share on. They're very familiar verses to us. They would be John 15, 1 to 8. If there's a title to this message, I would title it, Christ is the True Vine. I'm going to begin with reading these passages throughout here. Apostle John wrote this, and there's something in these verses that really stick to my heart, and I don't even know how to explain it, but they are tremendous encouragement to me, but they're also challenging verses for me. It talks about the truth in here, and I believe that Jesus shared these verses with the apostles in the upper room, and I believe it was a time of just sobering us among themselves, and it was a time of the apostles were all tuned in to Christ and what He had to say at this time. So I want to just read these verses. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into a fire. And they shall... and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Yes, as I pondered over these verses, I want to reflect on and how Jesus starts out there. He says, I am the true vine. He says he is the true vine. And that, why would he have to put the, he puts the truth in there. I think there's other things in our lives that maybe they're not truth. And he says, he starts right out with saying, I am the true vine. And my father is the husbandman. And as I studied over this word husbandman, from what I can tell, it means to cultivate the land as a farmer would. So we look at this as Jesus is the vine and God is the husbandman. He's a caretaker. He takes care. He cultivates our lives. He allows things to happen. He allows whatever's around us to be there. Whatever it may be, the moment, the time, God is in control of all that, and we need to look to Jesus as the vine, as the Word, as the life in our beings. Now I'll read verse 2 again. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And I think we know what this verse means. We know that there's times in our lives where God, the husbandman, would purge us and cut us back. Jesus talks about two different purgings in these verses, from what I understand here. He talks about a cutting back and a cutting off, and verse 2 here, I believe it's a cutting back. And I want to read some verses out of Hebrews that I think go with this. Hebrews 12, 5 to 11. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, ye have had fathers of the flesh which correcteth us, and we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subject unto the fathers of the Spirit and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Now, as I ponder over this and as I thought about all these, we think of our lives and maybe the imperfections that we have in our lives at times, and maybe as we're reading the Word, something comes to us, or we're here and we realize God's talking to us, and that there's things that need to be cut back in our lives, God allows us to see our own hearts, and these things are maybe painful at the time, but I just want to reflect on verse 11 here again, where it says, no chastening for the present time seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. We've all experienced that not having peace in our lives from time to time, or maybe in the past or whatever. And we all know how beautiful it feels to be able to lay something down, or to come to the Lord, or to a brother, or, you know, and just have that peace, and knowing that God gives us that peace as He continues to prune us and perfect us in His life, in our life. I also have these verses in Proverbs 3:11 and 13, kind of down the same way here. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom He delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Okay, I want to go on here in John and read verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. I got John 17:17 down here. Sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 4 here in 15. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye abide except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye are nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. Now this word abide, I've studied on it some and pondered over it, and I just wanted to go to the German word meaning of abide would be bleib, and from my understanding that would mean stay. So Jesus is asking here, stay in me. Stay, dwell, to seek, from my understanding, to seek me, to stay in my word, to stay in me. And I was just blessed as I read over these verses and put the word stay in there, to stay, to abide, to dwell. I believe it's an action word. It's doing. It's something that we're doing. We didn't get converted, and we're not just here now. I believe we continue to partake, to stay, to abide, to dwell within. And I would like to read Luke 6:43-45. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of brambles brush, neither gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth what is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I also want to read Matthew 3:10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Now, as I pondered over this, I just I think this is the other meaning that Jesus is bringing out here. If we totally turn our backs on Him, and if we're not connected to the true vine, if we're not connected to the vine, and that we become dormant and dead, and there's no life left in us, and in that way, it says here very clearly that we will be cut off and cast into a fire, and that's a burden to me as I relate to individuals that are around me and in our lives as we go about our days, and we know that there's souls and there's people that really don't care and that they don't have no desire to know the Lord. And today it's our responsibility to be living out a testimony and to be sharing God's word with them and to reflect His image in that way. And God's not gonna just say, oh, it's okay, they kind of tried or something. It says it here very clearly where He says it will be cut off and cast into a fire. And I just want to encourage us here today to our lives today matter, what we do and what we say and who we are here. They matter very much, and I want to encourage each one to be an image for Christ in this way. I also want to read here in 7 where it says it, or in 8 here. I think I read 7. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Our Heavenly Father He desires to see fruit, full fruit come out of our lives. It glorifies our Lord. I know I don't understand this like I wish I would, but this comes out in our lives, and it glorifies our Heavenly Father as we have fruit that comes out. And I just want to read in John 14:13 here. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do. It's a beautiful promise for us there. In Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I also have some verses out of Galatians 5:22-26 of some fruits that glorify our Heavenly Father. But starting in 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or envying one another. I understand there's a lot more that I could bring out in these verses, and if I miss something, please correct me on it. But I just wanted to read these verses have been a tremendous inspiration in my life, and I wanted to just read these here today for all of us. And also I want to close out of some verses from Psalms 19:7-14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The stature of the Lord is right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now I want to just reflect on the word presumptuous. It means, I looked it up from my understanding, it means failing to observe the limits or of what is permitted or appropriate. Keep back thy servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgression. I just want to bless each one here today, wish you God's blessings, and may the peace of God be in your hearts today as we seek Him together. Thank you.